It's another beautiful morning in the Mo Valley. The Metroplex clears its bleary eyes and enters another promising day of the atomic age with Otis 12 and Diver Dan Doomey in The Morning Zoo. Also starring Roxanne Fagan, Mark the Ram Stewart, and today's guest star, Generalissimo Francisco Franco as Bagby, the telepathic splatter screen. And now,
presenting Nazi Gator, Deutschland's Argentina expert.
It was my old Uncle Heinrich who taught me the value of a Kruger, and he said, Liebling, when you see an undefended country, you gotta blitzkrieg it. And that's why I gotta fly my favorite airline, Deutschland, to sunny Argentina. Deutschland's got fare so low, old Heinrich and his stormtroopers confiscated a whole panzer full of tickets. And on Deutschland, you get more than just a low fare payable in gold only. You get Deutschland's Hunterbird dictator service. Advanced luggage torture, starvation rations, you even get to be told what seat to sit in. My favorite's 14N. N as in Nazi Gator. Sunny Argentina's just waiting for you. No extradition. So fly a Deutschland Hunterbird down here to my side of the third world. Take it from me, Nazi Gator. You'll miss Nuremberg.
Nazi Gator, Nazi Gator. Fly the master sky.
Fly Deutschland to Buenos Aires or Tierra del Fuego for just 99 troy ounces of gold one way. Just 99 troy ounces to freedom any day before the Reich collapses. Believe me, restrictions apply. So call your Burgermeister or Gestapo agent now.
Let your fingers do the walking, but don't place excessive weight on them. Time? Sunken city temperature.
Z92 brings you Doppler traffic. Traffic updates five times every morning with Roxanne Fagan, just one of four licensed drivers on the Morning Zoo staff. Z92, Doppler traffic.
Traffic is my whole life, except for my goldfish. I spend a lot of time with them. Well, the 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock hand positions are almost like a religion to me, although I do catch myself using the 12 o'clock position. Now, with our Z92 Doppler traffic capabilities, I can predict problems before they occur. No other radio station has four licensed drivers on duty every morning, I think. Z92 Doppler traffic, looking for problems where there are none. That's what it's all about.
Z92 Doppler traffic. Filling a void that doesn't exist with a vacant concept. On the Morning Zoo, weekdays, Z92, the home of rock and roll.
This is Diver Dan Doomey live from Omaha's Meat Week Parade. We're into the international portion of the parade. This is a much bigger parade than I thought it was going to be. Japanese precision tap and meat cutting drill team going by. These guys really aren't very good, and it's kind of messy down there right now. Also, coming up from the Scottish Highlands, suppliers of meat to exiled English kings since the 16th century, it's the meat pipes. They're very colorful, tossing those things in the airplane. And also joining me right now, Miss Pork Belly 1979, now the national meat princess, is Miss Bambi Shank, daughter of Bud and Ethel Shank of rural Steak Knife, Missouri. And Bambi, good to have you here.
Isn't this a sight, Diver?
It certainly is. Bambi, tell us, what is it like to be the national meat queen?
It's definitely an honor. I, of course, represent meat at all civic functions. I am the best use, you know, of your family food dollar, and I am leaner than ever. Want a bouillon cube?
Well, no, don't take off your clothes. Now, what are you doing for this parade?
Well, as you can see, my colorful outfit depicts a feedlot operation, Diver. As you can see, the cattle come in here skinny, and then they go down across my chest, down through my stomach, and we fatten them up, and they come out here, a fat little cow, and then you know what, of course, happens to them then.
Of course, we had some of that a little earlier in the parade. After this, you're headed for Des Moines, I understand.
That's right, Diver. Next week, a Meat Week parade in Des Moines, a beautiful place. Would you care for a pork chop keyring, Diver?
Right after we're done. We're talking to Bambi Shank, and I'm Diver Dan Doomey, live with an official Z92 Meat Week parade report.
Sales like this never come along twice, so don't miss your only chance to save!
Save! Save! Save! Save! Save!
It's the once-in-a-lifetime discount extravaganza. Just listen to these values.
Complete patio ensembles from $1.
1984 Ranger bass boats, $92 while they last.
A Crown Bi-Amp 2,000-watt complete stereo system, $19.99.
Fresh Gulf shrimp, 15 cents a pound.
84 Ford Turbo Thunderbirds, $165.
A house full of Thomasville furniture, $142.
24-karat gold chain, $16 a handful.
Cattle, $15 a head.
Free lunch.
Grandfather clocks, each over 150 years old, $2.55.
Mink, sable, ermine. Sherman and leather jackets, all under $10.
All record albums, one thin dime.
Palms Red, 326 bucks, weight and fortune cookie extra. Compact digital disc, Mitsubishi, $10.99 today only.
A 1984 Cessna Lakewood, seat 6, complete avionics, all-weather plane, $2,000. Take it with coupon $29.95.
Scientific haircut, style and trim, 75 cents.
An all-electric split-level home in Regency, only $450.
Sales like this never come along twice, so don't miss your only chance to save.
Save!
It's the once-in-a-lifetime discount extravaganza, today only.
Hurry to the Lifetime Discount Extravaganza Price Blowout Blitz and Madness Tent Sale at all 7 Metro locations.
Classic! You decide! 962-1200.
Space buddies, it's time to tape your ha-ha belt around your waist, gum your screaming Mimi to the bottom of your seat, and send your twisted psyche off to the stars! Listen for the exciting footnotes included in this episode. It's time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wax, Space Commander!
I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways.
With his sidekick, Stupid Larry!
I ain't no fool for love songs that whispers in my ears.
And Glorp, the dead Martian dog!
Still Martian after all these years.
One. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Garth the Dead Martian Dog had been scraping blueberry stains off the ceiling of the Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth headquarters when Space Commander Wack fell off the ladder and ended up in the Mayo Clinic. It was a heck of a bounce. Two.
Oh, I'm sorry about your accident, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, you mean the one where I hired Yerzik Narge as our announcer?
No. The one where you fell off the ladder.
I don't remember that, Stupid Larry. I must have fallen on my head, and I must not be able to come back to work until you finish the ceiling.
Oh, no. Glorp, he's delirious. Doctor, is there a doctor in the house?
Three.
It's a hospital, Stupid Larry.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey, and it's time for your weekly Cub update from WGN-TV and Z92, your Chicago Cub headquarters in Omaha.
Spanning the toy department of life in the Western world, from West Berlin to Hong Kong, from the North Slope of Alaska to Tierra del Fuego, it's Free World Sports with Diver Dan Doomy.
It's another beautiful morning in the Mo Valley. The planetary crust is stable, and the populace strives forward resolutely with Otis 12 and Diver Dan Doomy in The Morning Zoo. Also starring Roxanne Gus Fagan, Mark the Ram Stewart, and today's guest star, Ron Popeil as Nemo Biprong, prankish genetic engineer. And now...
Fighting Bleeder football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Yes, the field mentor of the Fort Hemophilia Community College Fighting Bleeder football team. Barry Sweatshirt picks the winners. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Bleeders, Yasha Foymi.
Well, thanks, Remo. And this is Yasha Foymi, radio voice of the Fighting Bleeders on KLOT Radio in Fort Hemophilia. And willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Once again, the father of the inverted H formation, Coach Barry Sweatshirt.
Good to be here. Almost to make it, Yasha, because this time, for some reason, my helicopter took me over to Regency.
Yeah, they've been routing him over there recently. And best of luck with that permit. Michigan's Jason's Ghost came to town last week in a tough game for the Fighting Bleeders.
Well, yeah, I thought it was going to be like that Jason that does the commercials for financial planning and drinking, both of which I abhor, but these guys were just real weird. They weren't like that at all.
They just keep coming. Even long after the game, it was terrifying. This week, you'll go on the road. That'll give them time to clean the AstroTurf at Tsarevich Alexis Onion Dome Stadium.
It needs it, too, real bad.
You'll be going down to Heapy and Heapy Coliseum in Funereal, Florida, to meet the Florida Dirge Causers.
I don't know what that means, but I hope if they're going to cause dirges, we get a lot of them.
Well, that's Sea of Black, 60,000 fans, and one of the saddest marching bands I've ever seen. The only one I've ever seen, too, that carries a pipe organ. Colorado, in Lincoln, the Buff Bone takes on the Huskers.
That's right. Colorado has this new innovation. I think it's called the breastbone or something like that.
The wishbone.
Oh, well, that's different. Well, I'll still say Colorado 6-4.
And you got a tip for a teenage gritter again this week, Coach?
You bet. There's a lot more to life than football. Like, there are some wimps who just like science and stuff. So you can beat them up and no one will miss them.
Take their milk money. Thanks for that tip, Coach. And this is Yasha Foymi reminding you, don't be sacked by peer pressure. Duck under the onrushing arms of decadence. Scramble towards purity and hit the acceptable outlet, man. It'll be a big gain for your reputation. See you next week.
Advice is free and worth every penny, even when it's wise advice. Care of Diver Dan Doomy, Z92 Radio, Omaha, Net 68137. Now, here's Diver with today's letter.
Dear Morning Zoo, November 17th, 2 inches. Do I have to take the snow blower or can I get the cash equivalent? Signed, Digging Out in Dundee. Another one of those mixed up.
Forward.
A little bit mixed up here, yeah. Our thing is, guess the date Christmas falls on this year, and we're giving away $75 million to
That's
the person
right.
who can do that.
Now, last year, we didn't have a winner.
Snowboard.
That's why the bonus is up so high this year, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be in $75 million equal annual payments.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Starting sometime in the future.
Yeah. So send that to When's Christmas, care of Z92 68137.
We don't have any snow blowers. We're going to be stuck this winter.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Purple Menace, Chapter 9. Here be lounge lizards.
On to Red China. Look out, sons of Mao, because ready or not, here I come.
Here we come.
Engine room, engine room.
Okay, okay, already. Listen, I've had it with this engine room crud.
Yeah, listen, Heather.
No, you listen, Lance. I want a little romance. Day after day, it's the same oily engine room, the same dirty bilge water, the same four bulkheads. No cable TV, no meaningful relationships, and no deodorant that's gentle enough for a woman but strong enough to fight witness. I want to dance. I want to sing. I want to be shipwrecked on an island with a blue lagoon and swim naked with you under the tropical sun, spear fishing, making love, and selling a little real estate on the other end of the beach.
Dingo, dingo.
Yeah, Lance? Here, have a glass of non-alcoholic grain alcohol. What is it?
Heather thinks she's Brooke Shields again, dingo.
Oh, so how many volts this time, Lance?
Oh, 20,000 should do it. But if she screams anything about sending down the double for the nude scene, crank it to 30.
Right, right. And if she dresses up in that mudman outfit from Fredericks of Borneo again, you want I should shoot her with a tranquilizer dart?
Imagine a 40-foot-tall dragon molded out of the flames of hell, standing in all its evil majesty on a neon stage. Imagine a wall of amplifiers 60 feet in the air, spewing out a tidal wave of tribal sounds that sweep you away to another dimension and splash your brain on the beach of time itself. Imagine a generation mutating before your very eyes. Imagine anything you want in the Omaha Civic Auditorium Monday, March 29th, as no one comes to town. Yes, no one will be in concert Monday, March 29th. No one, non-live at the Omaha Civic Auditorium as you've never seen no one before. Are you ready? Can Omaha handle one night only with no special guests, not live on stage? No one. Monday, March 29th in the Omaha Civic Auditorium, absolutely no admission. The first 1,000 people at the door will be turned away. Believe it, no one is coming. It's not a rumor.
A non-existent presentation.
Can I have some mic? I do, okay. Hi, welcome to the Crumb Cake Room of the Ashtray Plaza Hotel here in Joliet. I want to welcome everyone. I understand we have people staying at the hotel from out of town. That's great for us. And we got what we think is a big treat for you tonight. Please, Wayne, go back. Go back till you hear your name, Wayne. Okay. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Crumb Cake Room all the way from Aurora, Mr. Wayne Sterno. Wayne Sterno.
Orchestra. Nice work with you guys again. How y'all doing? Beautiful night.
ready for a little music? You ready to snuggle up? Sure you are. Singing's out of time.
It your makes singing me just making money. Me sick.
Thank you, thank you. I don't know why. I don't know why anymore.
Oh, I love you. This talent is a sick pig.
Oh, yeah. Sing along now.
You are a sick pig.
Come on, feel the noise.
Feel your way out of here.
Dead puppies, dead puppies aren't much fun.
Today's young people are on the move, and Salt's going with them. Young bodies need energy and lots of it. To provide energy, healthy young cells need salt. Salt, it's what makes you go. So come on, grab some salt. Bring it along to the beach, to the ski slopes, to the concert. It's now. It's salt. Salt balances your electrolytes so you can go full tilt. Come on, have some salt and have some fun. Join the Salt Achievers.
Salt. And Wilson.
Come on down.
Brought to you by the Sodium Chloride Foundation, the Salt People.
It's time to go out to the lobby for the morning matinee, brought to you by the Douglas Theater Corporation and all of us here at the Morning Zoo, in association with reality. We'll set a movie that wasn't made in outer space in outer space. We'll enact a scene, a great stirring dramatic moment from that film. You'll name it, and if you're the first one to do so at 962-1200, you will receive free of charge
a pair of passes good at any Douglas Theater in the Omaha area, like the Park 4, where you can go and see a film made in outer space, Sweet Dreams. Conway Twitty's not in it. So
he would have been.
He would have been, but if they'd asked
he wasn't.
Or
okay.
Even thought of it, but they didn't.
This movie was not made in outer space, but should have been.
Challenger. Working down here. What's the king doing tonight?
No data, Houston, but we have an excellent view of the weather conditions, over.
Has the morning fog disappeared then, Challenger?
That's an affirmative. We acquired visual contact with the ground at 0800, Houston. Over.
For that one brief shining moment?
Affirmative.
Happy ever aftering, Challenger. Out.
This is Lerner and Lowe clear.
962-1200. Tell us what movie that was from.